Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but it's how to make you successful. This is a family edition show. Now, if you hear some blocks playing in the background, that's my son pounding away. We have my wife, Kelly, joining us with our soon-to-be child sometime in the future as well. We are expecting again. Praise the Lord. That's right. Yeah, my son just spoke. And I wanted to have this time because I have been talking about in previous episodes about how important it is to not sacrifice your family for your career. And I have a lot going on all the time. I have like 1,000 different things I'm doing. I'm working on a bunch of different startups. I have this podcast. I do consulting. And it's important to have checkups with your wife and your family to make sure that you are, you know, having good priorities and making sure that you are loving your family more than you love your businesses or spend time in your businesses. And that's a big challenge. And we talked about it before about how, like, why so many successful people end in divorces because they sacrifice their families for their careers. And that's no bueno. So I want to practice what I'm preaching and making sure that family is a priority. So I brought Kelly on the show so you could see how I do check-ins or how we do check-ins to see how things are going. Do you want to say hi to...
Hi, yeah. Welcome to HTBT.
Oh, you love that saying, don't you? Before we get into that, I want to let you know that you could reach out to me on the social media sites, Matt, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at... Oh, no, wait. You can email me at Matt, How to Build a Tent. You can find the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can find the links in the show notes. I'm going to start adding them. So you could just click on the link and subscribe to my YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, where we live stream the show. Try to live stream at 12 p.m. Pacific every weekdays. It doesn't always work out that way, like yesterday or 2 days ago. But we can also, you can also re-watch them after they stream if you miss it. And look, we might be doing it later in the day too and just experimenting, see how we get the most viewers. Also, we are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. My son's crawling all around our feet. It's amazing. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, become a member, put in HTBT in the memo field. You'll get a sweet mug like I am drinking out of right now. If you want some, you can have some as well. Whenever you like, just reach over and get it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a privilege of being my wife. You can just drink out of my mug.
There's got to be some perks.
Whoa. Let us not put that in the final cut. Go over, become a partner with us, be part of what the Lord is doing as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. Put an HGBT in the memo field. Don't forget about the business plan contest that is coming up. The deadline is March 31st. Make sure that you get your business plan in before the deadline. I will not consider it for the contest if you get it late. But if you want me to review it anyways, I would be more than happy to do that. You just won't win the free advertising and interview on the show, and you won't get the sweet swag bag full of HTBT stuff. So one of the things that we did today is we went for one of our appointments. We actually went to a few different appointments today, but we went for the first of the prenatal, that's what it's called. And it's kind of been interesting because we were originally with a doctor and we've switched because we found out that they perform abortions. And that's just kind of an interesting like conversation to have with other doctors because I don't think there's a lot of people that make decisions like that. And I wanted to share that and kind of talk about it. For one, is because that's a way that we can fight, you know, like the Fight Laugh Feast Network, and be against abortion and those who commit this murder, is not let our dollars in any way go to it by going to a doctor that does perform them as well. So you might want to ask, I don't know, what kind of doctor is it?
An OBGYN.
An OBGYN. I was like expecting a long title.
Obstetrician, gynecologist.
Yeah, yeah. OBGYN. Yes. We'll stick with that.
There you go.
And you might want to think about that as well as asking your OBGYN if they do abortions as well. And if they do, find someone that doesn't. There's a bunch of websites you can Google that have like a list of doctors. It's kind of hard to find in Hawaii, actually. We have to drive around the island, right?
Yeah, we went to the opposite side of the island for this doctor.
Right. And so we were doing our checkup and the doctor was like, oh, so why did you like switch doctors? Like, why are you driving across the island to come here? And what did we say?
Well, we said we actually wanted to go to a doctor that does not do abortions, that does not perform abortions. And I don't know, she seemed a little surprised, I guess.
She was totally surprised, like, oh, wow, what?
People are caught off guard by that bluntness.
And it was kind of funny, just like how, and it wasn't funny. I mean, this is a really serious topic, but it was just, I was watching her as I was letting you kind of talk about it because you're the patient. And I was waiting to see like how she would maneuver around it. And it was like, she would call it termination. It's very interesting because like her herself does not do abortions, but how she referred to her colleagues that did it, it was very strange. It's this weird, very weird thing in the health profession.
Diplomatic way of talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was the sign that was in the parking lot about the no smoking sign?
There were multiple signs, and we're in Hawaii, so it says, it said, this is a tobacco-free campus. These are healing grounds. Thank you for not smoking. Mahalo for not smoking. Multiple signs that said things like that about these being healing grounds. So it's a little off-putting that there are abortions performed there.
And it's just completely ironic, too. It's like, no smoking. These are healing grounds. But then you have doctors admitting the termination, like the Terminator, of pregnancies, of life. You're terminating life. But then they have this like facade that they're healing grounds, but really like there's murders happening on this grounds. But don't smoke, whatever you do, but we'll be more than happy to kill your baby. Yeah, and this is my son. He's gonna rename Nameless so his identity doesn't get hacked.
Say hi.
Say hi. He loves watching the show. Sometimes you'll hear him in the background.
That's right. One of his favorite things to do, watch the show, yeah, make noise.
Yeah, he's my biggest fan. He's like clapping in the background all the time. Yeah, clap, 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 just like that, on cue. Good job. All right, so now I'm going to put my wife on the spot, and this is going to be really fun to see her squirm. So how am I doing with making you a priority in our life?
I think you do really well with that. You take a lot of time, make a lot of time, I guess, because you don't have time. You have to make the time to just be a good dad and just to help out with anything from, you know, changing diapers to feeding him and bathing him and just helping out with things all the time, especially right now. I'm pretty exhausted right now.
Yeah, it's
with
amazing.
The pregnancy, even so early on. Just making time for our son and just being there for both of us and doing so much that I guess I don't see a lot of husbands and dads necessarily doing all the things that you do and just helping with him and cooking and doing all these things to really make us a priority and always checking in with us. And we make the time to read together. We're following a chronological, I think you've talked about this on the show before.
Oh yeah, but you can say it, it's fine.
We're going through a chronological reading plan for the year. So we're already 3 months in doing that. So
that's been such a blessing.
Yeah, right? Just making a priority to pray together, read a couple chapters, whatever the plan is for the day. And and it's just so important to carve out that time. And I think that really is making us a priority, just that family and reading together. That's always been really important to us. And,
my son just did a somersault. Come here, buddy. You're good. And, you know, I just want to say one is I did not even prep her for these questions, which is why I was saying this on the spot. And you can be completely honest if there's something I need to work on, because it's important to be honest and vulnerable. I'm not perfect. I don't do everything right. I'm not pretending like I have things figured out. You know, having a podcast with your family where there's going to be some interruptions, there's going to be a kid making noise, and being okay with being flexible and making sacrifices. And not just like this, but I was talking with your father, actually, about just different sacrifices you make for things that you value. And I was really like thinking about that conversation a lot, and like that's what we're called to. This guy cracks me up. Like as Christians, right? Like our whole Christianity, our religion, our faith is based off of making sacrifice, right? We sacrifice for the ones we love. There's nothing greater than laying down your life for those you love. And I think that's just an important thing to realize and accept and embrace. is that there's going to be sacrifices of yourself that you need to make to make sure your priorities in line and you're doing what God has called you to. All right, so along the lines, and just remembering that you can be truthful, even if it's negative for me, I don't mind. Is there anything that I could work on to do better to make you more priority and to feel loved?
Okay, well, that is putting me on the spot.
You can say you're perfect.
You're perfect, man.
Oh, thanks.
You're so perfect.
Did you hear that, buddy?
You never do perfect. Anything wrong. I don't think so, because whenever anything comes up, we talk about it. We're so honest with each other about every little thing, and we just address anything that comes up if there's some sort of issue, because I don't know, I never can have anything just lying under the surface. They have to deal with everything right away.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say there's anything that I've been holding back on that you have to work on. We talk about everything so much, and mm-hmm.
I think definitely one thing that I want to do more or better is pray together more. Like, we do a good job reading together, and we pray in those times oftentimes. But like, I think prayer is so important. It's such an easy thing to overlook, especially for me, because I'm like a goal or results driven person. And if I don't see the results, like I like kind of put it down in the value chain or the priority chain. Yeah. And I think that's something that I would really like to work on going forward. All right. So last question.
Okay.
Is there any advice that you would give to women with kids or wives on their own, not on their own, but wives without kids, to support their husbands and like when they're doing, if their husband is like me, that's like doing a bunch of jobs, like is there any advice, not necessarily like how to like be a good wife or anything, but like how you deal with things, like how do you deal with me being away and like not being with you like all the time, like having to leave and on business trips or whatever, and like how do you deal taking care of your son? I don't know, anything like that, lessons you've learned that you could share.
Just a lot of patience, I would say, because just being married to someone with an entrepreneurial spirit.
There's that English degree coming out.
It can be challenging, because you have just a lot of energy. It's like nonstop energy and ideas, and just they don't stop. They don't ever stop. And a lot of just, let's see what the word is. A lot of discernment, a lot of patience, because it's just so easy to get carried away with you, get caught up with all of the ideas and everything too, and just life can get so busy and everything can get crazy with having kids. I mean, I only have really one and two on the way. So I don't really know as much as somebody who might have a lot, but, but I know how busy and hectic it can get, and just, patience and reminding you about what's important. Like, I mean, coming up with finding the reading plan for us to do, because you don't necessarily have the time to find all these things, but you want to make the time for it. And so I found the reading plan for us to do, and I try to remind us to, you know, let's pray right now, and let's just do this right now, let's read right now, baby's taking a nap, let's just do this, we have 5 minutes.
Yeah, you're right.
I think we probably have to wrap this up pretty soon, but
yeah, I was just gonna say, I will let you go.
Okay.
And you can go take care of the wine while I finish it off. You can unplug your mic. I turned it off for you. Thank you, Kelly. So there's two things that I'm going to wrap up with as she is taking care of my whiny son, who is going to get a spanking for this.
No,
he's not. I know. I'm just kidding. She's like, no, he's not. Two things is, one is I should say this. I really value that my wife is kind of a co-balance or a counterbalance, I should say, to me in a lot of ways. And what I mean by that is, like, as an entrepreneur, I can get really pumped up and excited and almost delusional about like the ideas of success and the possibilities. And she always like keeps me grounded in reality.
And I think that's important for your spouse to do, and then also for you personally to not look at it as a negative, but look at it as a positive. It's really important. And then the last thing I'm going to say about just the pregnancy in general, I think this is really important for us to do as part of changing the narrative on abortion and changing the narrative on life in the womb, is how we talk about our kids that are being shaped and formed in the womb by God. It's not that we have a kid and one on the way. It's not we're expecting. It's not, you know, any of those kinds of terms, but we need to be speaking like we have two children, one that's born and one that's preborn, and speaking of it that way. We have two kids now. Because how we talk about things, how we frame our discussions are going to be very important to how we debate and argue and advocate for the life of children. And it starts with just our own families, right? Our ministry, our evangelism, our witness to God starts with how we interact and live our daily lives. Well, that is going to be our check-in. I try to have these check-ins every 5 or 6 months, and I hope that was kind of just a way for you to see it, and not just saying, having me tell you to do it, but kind of give you an example of how I talk about it. I will go prod a little more off camera to make sure she just wasn't holding back to not, you know, talk about me or whatever. But I would really encourage you guys to do the same. It's really important for a healthy marriage, because you could think you're on the same page, but you're not. And one of the ways to do that is make sure you're communicating with your spouse. It's so important to be on the same page, especially if you're going to be making sacrifices, putting money into ventures. You need to make sure that both parties are involved, and that you are making sure that you are being faithful to what God's called you to and putting your family above your business. And with that, we will talk to you next time. God bless.